Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Upcoming memorial and celebration of life for Norma Moy. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning with a 30% chance of showers, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation and serving the Central Coast for over 28 years. 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Paso Robles' greatest cheerleader, Norma Moy. Moy passed away on December 15th at the age of 92, surrounded by her loving family. The first will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. And finally, on February 28th, will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to honor Norma with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Chelam Y was closed, according to CHP. CHP says a semi-truck with a trailer attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes of the 46 East. CHP announced on social media they were utilizing one-way traffic control to continue the flow of vehicles and advised drivers to not travel off the paved roadway. The closure was first announced after 9:30 a.m. and lifted just after 11 a.m. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The city of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time before then. This has become a treasured seasonal tradition this time of year before the lights are replaced with the year-round white tree lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown city park at night. This year's Paso lights were made possible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be today at 9 a.m. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. The streets are 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. A study conducted in 2020 predicted these intersections were projected to operate poorly by the year 2035, triggering the need for traffic signal installations. Both intersections cross the Union Pacific Rail Line, however, which will require coordination with railroad operations. The agenda says this could become a multi-year capital project with a budget adjustment of $500,000 and an estimated construction cost of $2.6 million. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. A section of Highway 1 that was initially closed on Sunday afternoon has reopened. The segment is north of San Luis Obispo County and started near Ragged Point Inn. It was closed on Sunday due to a rock fall and large pools of water, according to Caltrans. Caltrans announced yesterday afternoon the road has reopened once again, all the way to 2 miles north of Lucia. The closure at Regent Slide is still in place as work continues. Caltrans says the highway is still estimated to reopen by the end of March. Congressman Salud Carbajal has released a statement condemning the recent actions in Venezuela under the Trump administration. Carbajal's statement opens by saying, quote, "The Trump administration's decision to attack Venezuela was a reckless and deeply destabilizing action." Carbajal's statement further says, "Today's military action undermines the United States' global standing and weakens the international rules-based order our country helped build decades ago. Maduro is an illegitimate leader, but these actions risk pulling our nation into yet another open-ended conflict at a time when the American people are demanding an end to forever wars." Carbajal's statement concludes by calling on Speaker Johnson and congressional Republican leaders to reassert Congress's oversight on war-making authority. In sports for the NFL, for the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles just after 1 p.m., and after 5 p.m. will be the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Warriors 103-102, the Trailblazers over the Jazz 137-117, the Hornets beat the Thunder 124-94, the Nuggets over the 76ers 125-124. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pelicans, the Kings will go against the Mavericks, the Heat will face the Timberwolves, and the Spurs will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemetz. Well, beef prices are expected to continue climbing in the coming year as tight cattle supplies here in the U.S. and abroad strain the global market. Analysts say U.S. cattle inventories remain near multi-decade lows following years of drought that have forced ranchers to shrink herds. At the same time, Brazil, the world's largest beef exporter, is seeing reduced exportable supplies due to herd cycles and strong domestic demand there. They say the combination is limiting available beef at a time when consumer demand has remained relatively steady. Wholesale beef prices have already risen, and higher costs are expected to reach grocery stores and restaurants. Economists say herd rebuilding in the United States will take time, meaning supply pressures are unlikely to ease anytime soon. Ranchers face high feed and land costs slowing expansion. While higher prices may benefit producers, analysts are also cautious that consumers could begin to shift to cheaper proteins like pork or chicken or even alternative proteins if, in fact, beef becomes too expensive for them at their favorite grocery store's meat case.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemetz.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, land in organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic Report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning with about a 30% chance of showers, then becoming partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside and Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some investors have spent years betting on a Venezuela comeback, and the Wall Street Journal says they may now be rewarded. Investment firms, including Fidelity and T. Rowe Price, have been holding Venezuelan bonds. Though many investors wrote off the losses, others have been holding on. More robo-taxis are coming. Ride service Uber is working with robotics company Nuro and electric vehicle company Lucid. The companies say they're now doing on-road testing in San Francisco, supervised by human operators. And Mercedes-Benz says it will launch a new driver assistance system in the U.S. later this year. Reuters says the service will allow cars to operate autonomously on city streets under driver supervision. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical. Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to get in on it. Pretty easy.
My makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
KPRL.
Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be to live with us.
The Morning Exchange.
Would only mean heartbreak for me.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and Barry is back, protecting what matters, and he will have on Mr. Steve Frank, editor of California Political News and Views, and then Stacey Carsgadden, a candidate for California Insurance Commissioner. You are aware of her. And speaking of that, there is a third person that will be running here in the district. Another Democrat enters the race for the Central Coast Assembly seat. And that is Susanna Brown. She's a data scientist, and she's running for the 30th district. And that also goes along with Dawn Addis. And also, she's the incumbent. She's out of Morro Bay. And Republican challenger is Shannon Kessler. So, three in the fold so far. We'll see how far that goes. If someone, particularly on the D side, is told to step aside, don't divide the votes, which tends to happen quite a bit. All right, let's see here. We did get an email, and I don't know where it went. It had to do with the holiday lights. Oh, here it is. City Lights, and not to be confused with the Ray Price song, City Lights. Let's see here, City Lights. Kevin, as a taxpayer, I think the Christmas lights is the city promoting a religion and should not be allowed. And the lights they leave up all year is a waste of money and energy. Well, how is by having colored lights up promoting a religious holiday? Those lights look great. The city did a fantastic job on that. I'm not a big fan of the lights up all year anyway, but that's just me. But, well, if you're dissatisfied, talk to the city council and say they are promoting a religion. There's nothing that I've seen there that is promoting a religion. It's a festive holiday that most people, even if they may not be of the religious bend, seem to appreciate and enjoy. So, anyway, there you go. Let's see here. What else did we have? Something I forget. Oh, might as well bring this up to date for you. You didn't hear the California news today, and you won't anymore. They gone. They disappeared off the face of the earth. No notice, no nothing. They did not inform us. It is the just simply called the California News Update. It was a network, and I'm trying to see here. Okay, yeah, they disappeared. So we're working on getting some things to kind of replace it, but just for your knowledge. That we don't know what happened. I called the number yesterday. Nobody's answering, so it's not a good sign. not a good sign, unfortunately. All right, let's see here. It is California time. More taxes could come up for those. Now, this has to do with apparently a problem. And the suggestion is that California should tax million-dollar homes to help first-generation students get to college. And according to whatever you want to read or what I'm looking at, getting into college is harder than ever. Chris, question.
What's your question?
Here it is. How difficult was it for you to get into college?
Well, it depends on what you mean. Do you mean how difficult do I think it was to get accepted or to fill out the actual applications and such?
Both.
Well, to get accepted, I suppose I'll have no real idea because I don't know exactly what goes on behind the scenes. As for the applications, I remember it being a particularly frustrating process. A lot of paperwork, a lot of applying here and there, a lot of making accounts online, having to remember passwords, pulling out my old vaccination record from when I was born, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so it was time-consuming, but not difficult.
Yes. You know, I'd say the most difficult part had to be all the tests I took.
Okay. And I'm sure you didn't have an issue with the tests, though. I mean, a problem with them.
Some of them. AP Physics was a little rough.
Okay, but that had to do with you, what college you wanted to get into, or so what were the parameters?
No, it had nothing to do with the college I wanted to get into. It was more of a way to make myself look like a better student. That's sometimes how these things go, is you take classes okay. or do certain things. Again, it's part of the application process, though. They want good students, so you make yourself look like the best student possible.
Okay, well, you know, that's old school, wanting the good students, because we've lowered the standard, so... it's before your time then. Sorry you had to do all that work. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, yesterday, Christopher, you reported that the Salinas Reservoir, Margarita Lake, was at, I think, 103%.
That's what it was over the weekend after the recent rains, yeah?
Yeah, so anything over 100 over, that means that the dam is spilling the excess water because... there's no gate. The gate would be fit in that notch, and that would hold back more water. So the reason I'm bringing this back up is here recently the Board of Supervisors voted on spending $1.3 million because they got $500,000 to do a study on the reservoir. And that study was, should they take it over, should they retrofit it, blah, 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 blah. In 2012 to 2014, they let all the water except for about 2,500 acre feet, 3,000 acre feet out of the dam. And it stayed towards the empty end while they studied the dam and the structure and everything all the way through 2016 to see if everything was okay, if they could put the gates in, if it was seismically okay. And they found out that as long as the Army Corps owns the dam, then you don't have to retrofit anything. If you put the gates in, it needs to be fixed so for seismic reasons. If you don't put the gates in, it's fine. If you turn the dam over to the county or anybody else, then all of that has to be done whether you want it or not, because it no longer belongs to the federal government. It belongs to another agency that would be under the state. So from 2012 to 2016, they were doing all this work. I don't know why we need to spend another million and something dollars to do it again. But in February of 2019, in 28 days in February, we spilled 24,000 acre feet of water, more than what the dam holds. In March of 2019, we spilled another almost 24,000 acre feet of water. In April, we did 1,000. So in February of 2019 through March and April, we spilled 50,000 acre feet of water that they didn't put to beneficial use because they don't know how to manage the dam. They could have let that water out during the summer months to lower the level of the dam so when we got the rains, the dam would fill back up because it's already been... I have a document now I got right after that vote, for every day of every year since the dam was open. So there's 120 pages of documents for the period, for every 10-year period. And in 2014, we dumped another 32,000 acre feet during that. So that just shows you every time it rains, if it's a good year, we lose a lot of water. And I'm not saying that the dam should have the gate in it. What I'm saying is they don't manage the dam properly. And if they're not going to manage it properly, and let the water out, well, they don't have a choice. Let the water spill during the winter when they could have used it during the summer.
Well, I have a question for you, Greg. If they, you know, when you said, well, they should, you know, release that and, you know, some of it in the summer, what they're doing is they're speculating that they're going to get enough rain. Is that a smart thing to do?
Well, why don't they lower, you know, normally, and I look back over the months and I said, okay, they'll let it down 18,000, but it only holds 23 and some change. So the city of San Luis, from what I'm reading so far through all these reports, they use less than 6,000. Let's say they use 5,000 acre feet a year. Part of that goes to the city of San Luis. Part of it is in the stream releases that they're supposed to do. But out of that amount of water, 50% of it is evaporation off of the lake. So out of that 6,000 acre feet for a year, 3,000 is evaporated. We could have let go down the stream instead of evaporate. And the surface, they have information like what's the surface of the lake, what's the depth of the lake, how much water is spilling from the lake, how much water is released from the lake, how much water is released to the city of San Luis. The city of San Luis is taking most of their water from Whale Rock. And Whale Rock is 15,000 acre feet larger amount of water than San Luis. But San Luis is in a different watershed, or Whale Rock's in a different watershed, just like the Salinas Reservoir is in our watershed, and is supposed to provide the recharge water for the Paso Basin and all the people that live along the river for their shallow wells. So I just want to point out that their management of the live stream is no good, and it never has been, because they're hoarding water that they're not using. And it's no different than the Nacimiento pipeline. You build a pipeline and you're not using the water, but you're paying for the pipeline. So why would we spend another million and something, $1.3 million, to study something we've already studied? Do these consultants give kickbacks to these guys?
Well, I may be playing something today, Greg, that somebody sent me. And this has to do with a topic that came, that was on yesterday with Susanna, and this is the fraud in California. And, you know, it covers a lot of different bases, and but what I'm getting at is, it's the old expression everybody knows, follow the money. These, these consulting groups or these the other groups and so forth that are getting nice checks, and what you're indicating, getting nice checks for what on the outside looks like a duplication of the same process. So why is that happening? That's a very good question. How, you know, who's going to answer it truthfully?
Well, and that's the whole reason I got these documents, because I wanted to see for myself. I don't want to hear what they tell me. I want to see what's been documented. And now I have all these documents that show what they're actually using, what they're actually doing. So if they're getting the benefit from this water, regardless of how much, what are they paying for taking away the water that's supposed to recharge the basin? We've been told by the state that we have to manage the basin. Part of managing the basin is letting the basin recharge. How do you let it recharge if you're not using the water that's available to recharge it?
Well, I can't answer that.
And so it's the same, regardless of what the little parts are. You know, I always go back to Paso Robles. Whatever water they use, they dump in the river and it's exported. So they're exporting their extra water. It's not helping the basin. We have water that's stored that we're not using that would benefit the basin. And that's why the river used to run, and they're supposed to do it. So do you need more water during the winter or more water during the summer months, and we're only talking 3 or 4 months out of the year, it's still going to, that dam, and what I was trying to show by those different things, like when they went to fill that dam back up in 2017, after they had it empty for, or pretty empty for those 3 or 4 years doing their study, it only took 1 month to fill the dam up completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, if you get normal rain, you reported the rain totals here yesterday or whatever, and it was, I don't know, around 10 and a half inches. And normal rain in the Paso Robles area is 14 inches. So we're just getting into the rainy parts of the month. February and March are usually the wetter of the three, which would be, I consider January, February, and March the three wettest months out of the six. You know, the rain starts, and the way the state looks at it is from December 1st October 1st to September 30th. So it's not a calendar year. It's the last 3 months of the year and then the rest of the next year. But those first 6 months are normal rainy times and cold times.
Okay, so again, I have another question. When you look at the rainfall totals through yesterday, for whether it's the reservoir levels, and you know, with the exception of Lake Nacimiento, Lake Nacimiento isn't very high. But when you look at the average rainfall through January 5th for most of the cities on the Central Coast, they're almost there at their seasonal average. But here's my question. If the rain comes in a short period of time, even though they may hit their annual average, is that good? So in other words, and again, I'm just using this as to help with the question, is, all right, suppose Paso Robles in the next 3 weeks, we get to our average of 14, and then it doesn't rain the rest of the year. Is that we've met that's our average, but is that good? Or because the water then will just settle in the what should be our normal rainy months, and then we go the rest of the year with no rain.
So
you have more chance for evaporation too.
Well, in the city, you got a problem of you got roofs and asphalt and gutters and curbs, and everything's made to flow over to the river and leave us. In the rest of the rural area, unincorporated area, you have fields and farming and a place for the water to be absorbed, so it's not running until it finally fills up. In August of this last year, they finally put a monitoring device in the well at the fire station in Creston. And it's Fire Station 50. Cal Fire manned it. It's in the middle of alfalfa field. There's alfalfa on both sides of it. There's vineyards around it. There's all kinds of stuff. In August, when they put that thing in, you can look it up on HydroView. Every day, the water was 20 feet below the surface of the ground in Creston. Today, or yesterday, when I looked it up, water came up 5 feet. Water's 15 feet. So there is no groundwater lowering in Creston. There is no seawater intrusion. There is no land subsidence. There is no shallow well issues. There's no. So you can't treat the whole 436,000 acres of the basin the same as the areas that have issues because of what's going on in those areas. And this is why that monitoring is so valuable compared to this deal they're trying to push with the evapotranspiration. Oh, we'll measure the rain evaporating off, with the water evaporating off the land, then we'll subtract the rain, and then we'll guess on what we think you're using. I mean, I'm not saying that science isn't going to get there, but how do you verify that without measuring what's being extracted from the ground to verify what you're claiming is you came up with on what somebody's using?
Well, you know, one of the things too, and I'm sure it's the same on your property, that certain areas of my property that come down from the hill, and it just so happens that it's actually pretty cool because a lot of that water goes to around where our well is. But what I'm getting at is there's going to be quite a few areas on our property, again, like yours, I'm assuming, it's going to be muddy for a couple of months, even if it didn't rain.
Oh, yeah. No, my water started flowing on January 2nd. So it's flowing out of my ranch to the next guy's ranch, and then it's flowing down. The water's running down now along 229 into the Creston area, basin area.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll fill up at this one. There's one point where this is a huge river pipe that's all where all the alluvial sandy area is. And once that gets saturated, it'll flow from there then through town and down Creston Road towards Geneseo. And it'll make its way all the way then from there all the way to 46 behind the water park, depending on. So every time an area gets full, then you'll see it on the surface moving.
Mm, yeah.
But this is normal on how my place works. So my place is a mile from my back, my west fence to my east fence, and that water's running the whole mile into the next guy's place. And I saw it going over the bridge. I have to drive over it to get out onto the highway, and the water's there. So it's going to just keep moving and keep getting better. But, yeah, we got tons of water.
Yeah. All right.
Here, so.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held this morning at 9. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project item that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. These streets are Admission Street at 11th and 14th Streets. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. The City of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time. This year's lights were made impossible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. Congressional leaders receiving an intelligence briefing Monday night about the U.S. operation in Venezuela that resulted in the capture of Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson taking aim at Democrats, upset that President Trump did not seek congressional approval for the operation.
The U.S. military operation in Venezuela was a decisive and justified action.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I did not receive any assurances that we would not try to do the same thing in other countries.
Maduro pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges in a Manhattan courtroom Monday. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says its board voted to dissolve itself after Congress voted last year to pull federal funding allocated to NPR and PBS. CPB says it'll distribute remaining funds leading up to its official closure. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
All righty, it's 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The NFL playoffs begin this weekend. For the rest of the league, it's back to the drawing board. Three NFL coaches got the pink slip Monday. The Raiders fired Pete Carroll after just one season and three wins. The Cardinals dismissed Jonathan Gannon. He won 15 games over three seasons in Arizona. And Kevin Stefanski's six-year run in Cleveland is over. They made the playoffs twice, but this year went just 5-12. That makes six openings at the moment. The college football playoff semifinals are coming up. However things shake out, Mississippi quarterback Trinidad Chambliss wants to return to the Rebels next season if the NCAA approves his six-year waiver. The two-time Division II champ at Ferris State missed all of 2022 with respiratory issues and is requesting a medical redshirt. That would give him one more year of eligibility. The Rebels are just two wins away from their first ever national title. In the FCS championship final in Nashville last night, Montana State blew two 14-point leads, but came back to beat Illinois State 35-34 in overtime for the Bobcats' first national title since 1976. NBA, the Hornets thumped the Thunder 124-97. Charlotte outshot the champs 53% to 37 and out-rebounded them 52-33. The Raptors ran past the Hawks. Atlanta is working with All-Star guard Trae Young on a trade months after the team opted not to offer him a contract extension. That's Tuesday Sports.
You might want to check on the Ole Miss winning a national championship there, Bub, and go back to the late 50s and early 60s. Okay, it's not that far or not that long ago. All right, we have NFL football coming up this weekend. Lots of it, of course, with the playoffs. And we'll start things Saturday with one of the games. And it's not showing up here, so here it is. Ryan McGuire from Westwood One. We will have the Rams and the Panthers at 1 o'clock. And then on a Sunday, we'll have the triple header starting at 9:30, the Bills in Jacksonville. Then it'll be the 49ers at the Eagles and the late game, the Chargers at New England, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All righty, there you go. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Okay, just about 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL, and here we go.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, we're down to about a 5% chance of some of that wet stuff, and then sun and cloud mixed in, highs in the low 60s, and then a few passing clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday. Again, highs in the low 60s. As we head out to Thursday, we'll have sunshine mid-50s, upper 50s Friday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday. Excuse me, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll throw in Monday. And, whoa, upper 60s a week from today. Those weeds will be looking just fine, mighty fine. All right, today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m. We are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. You'll find them 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right, moving along here. And you know it's time for the world famous pet alert.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
hoot. And the world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. A couple of them today lost a dog. Max Milano, call him Max, was last seen, right here at 32nd and Oak. It's not ours. It's the folks next door. And Max is a male, a pretty pooch here, by the way. It is a border collie. And Max is 9 years young. He's got a red collar, and he weighs about 36 pounds. Looks to be in pretty good shape here, and he was last seen on New Year's Eve. And here is the number to get Max home safe and sound. 805-635-4217. And also, we have the folks putting this one back on for a couple of just north of Paso Robles here. I believe it was in the around the Wilsona Road exit. The Brittany Spaniel and the German Shepherd, they're two females. And the Spaniel is brown and white, and the Shepherd is black and gold. They do have a collar. Spaniel has a gray collar. The Shepherd has a pink collar, but no tags. They're both between 35 and 40 pounds. They were less. By the way, they are chipped. They've been missing since December 23rd. Here is that number, 805-835-5199, to get these three dogs home safe and sound. Chris, you're off the hook. Community calendar, not community calendar, the world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearm trainer and supplier, TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, moving on to trivia, 4.5 minutes away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, boy, let's see here. This animated character made its debut on this day in 1945. However, this character has been criticized by portraying the pursuit and harassment of female characters as comedy, with his behavior often interpreted as stalking or implying sexual assault. Okay, his exaggerated accent, mannerisms, and romantic behavior have also been criticized for reinforcing natural and cultural stereotypes of a certain group of men. Who is the character? This dastardly character. Who do you thunk it could be? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, the Warner Brother, Looney Tunes, and Merry Melodies all wrapped into one. Very well, yes, done, sir. May I have your name, please?
This would be Mike Jackson.
It would be Mike Jackson. Okay, Mike, you would be then our first qualifier of the year.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
All right, which means absolutely nothing. I just thought I'd say that there.
Anyway. You are a girl. I am a boy. We have all that in common, darling. May I call you darling? You may call me streetcar because of my desire for... I get a kick out of her.
Well, obviously this is radio, but that pounding sound, and then when the punchline is, I get a kick out of her, that was the black and white cat that's trying to get away, and that sound was the cat kicking Pepe Le Pew in the face. That's when Pepe Le Pew says, I get a kick out of her. All right, cheap stuff there, but anyway, yeah, it was I guess people in France, or particularly the men, were upset about the stereotype because of Mel Blanc's accent. Well, not because of the French accent, and Mel Blanc's did the work on it. And by the way, the cat's name was Penelope Pussycat.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Chelan Y was closed, according to CHP. A semi-truck attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes of the 46 East. The closure was first announced after 9:30 a.m. and was lifted just after 11 a.m. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Norma Moy. The first will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at the Keel Nicolay Funeral Home, a second a funeral mass on January 9th at St. Rose, and finally a celebration of life at the Estrella Building at the Mid-State Fairgrounds February 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And after all these years, as of March 2021, of the controversy surrounding the character of Pepe Le Pew, and reportedly has been removed from modern Warner Brothers projects until further notice. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch developments.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.